Hey there, welcome to another episode of From Not to Bot, the podcast where we dive into how AI is transforming sales and marketing. Today, we're tackling a super important topic for anyone trying to get the most bang for their buck in sales, the role of AI sales development reps, or AI SDRs, in boosting outreach and getting a better ROI. Before we dig into all the details, let's do a quick intro. I'm Alex Turner, your host, and I've got my co-host, Zoe Lane, with me. Together, we're going to explore how AI SDRs can really shake up your sales strategy.
Thanks, Alex. Hi, everyone. So if you're not in the loop yet, AI SDR is a company leading the charge in automating sales outreach. They've got this AI-powered platform that helps businesses streamline everything from prospecting to personalized communication, pretty much all on autopilot. It's all about making growth easier and more efficient.
Absolutely, Zoe. Today, we're zeroing in on understanding the ROI return on investment of using AI SDRs. This is a biggie for businesses trying to see if their sales automation investments are paying off.
Right, Alex. ROI is basically about measuring the gain or loss on an investment compared to what you put in. In the context of AI SDRs, it shows how cost-effective and efficient automating your sales outreach can be.
All right, let's kick things off by talking about the usual headaches businesses face with human SDRs or sales development reps. Zoe, what are some of the hiccups companies run into?
Well, Alex, one big issue is the cost. The average base salary for an SDR in the U.S. is around $54,000, but when you add in benefits and bonuses, it can easily hit $80,000. And that's just the start. You also have to think about hiring costs, training, and the ramp-up time for an SDR to get fully productive.
Exactly. And these costs can pile up, especially when you consider the hidden expenses of in-house SDRs, like office space, equipment, and other perks. It's a hefty investment. And if the SDRs aren't delivering, it can mean lost revenue.
Exactly, Alex. That's why AI SDRs are so appealing. They can take care of a lot of these time-consuming tasks automatically, from lead scoring and qualification to follow-ups and sorting replies. This not only cuts costs, but also boosts efficiency.
That's a great point, Zoe, but let's not overlook outsourced SDRs. They might seem cheaper up front, but they come with their own set of challenges, like juggling multiple clients and potentially spreading themselves too thin.
Right, Alex. And with AI SDRs, you dodge those issues. They offer consistent performance without needing benefits or bonuses, and they're way cheaper. In fact, AI SDR is about 86.5% less expensive than a full-time in-house SDR and 80% cheaper than an outsourced one.
That's a massive difference, Zoe. And when you break it down to the cost per email, AI SDR is super efficient. For example, sending 1,000 emails a month with AI SDR costs about $900, which is just 90 cents per email. Compare that to $6.66 per email for in-house SDRs and $4.50 for outsourced ones.
Exactly, Alex. And this efficiency isn't just about costs. AI SDR is also fast and personalized. It can generate and customize emails in under 10 seconds using LinkedIn data, which is crucial for boosting conversion rates.
That's a great point, Zoe. Personalization is huge in sales, and AI SDR delivers it at a fraction of the cost and time it would take a human SDR. Plus, it responds to leads within 10 minutes, which is when they're most engaged and ready to convert.
Absolutely, Alex. And this quick response time can really bump up your chances of turning a lead into a paying customer. It's all about efficiency and getting the most out of your resources.
So, what does this mean for profitability? Companies hire SDRs to grow their sales pipeline and generate revenue. Typically, an SDR should bring in revenue that's 3-5 times their salary.
Exactly, Alex. And with AI SDR, hitting this benchmark is much more doable. Since AI SDR's annual cost is only $10,800, the target revenue to break even is way lower than with human SDRs. This makes achieving a positive ROI easier.
That's right, Zoe. And if AI SDR helps you meet the revenue goals you set for a human SDR, you're looking at a return of 5 to 8 times your initial investment. It's a compelling case for bringing AI into your sales strategy.
For those listening, think about how this could work for your team. What would it mean for your sales efficiency and budget if you could automate these tasks and focus more on strategic high-value activities?
And remember, while AI SDR handles the repetitive stuff, human SDRs can focus on building relationships and closing deals, where they really shine.
That's a great balance, Alex. By offloading routine tasks to AI SDR, you free up valuable time for your team to engage in more meaningful interactions with potential customers.
Exactly. And when it comes to cold outreach and general email campaigns, AI SDR is a strategic partner, optimizing and speeding up your SDR team's tasks.
So as we wrap up, let's hit the key takeaways. AI SDR offers a cost-effective, efficient way to automate sales outreach, delivering a significant ROI compared to traditional SDRs.
And by bringing AI SDR into your strategy, you can boost your team's productivity, focusing on high-level strategic work while the AI handles the repetitive tasks.
That's right, Alex. So if you're looking to optimize your sales outreach and secure a positive ROI, consider exploring AI SDR as a budget-friendly option that delivers ROI from month one.
Thanks for tuning into From Not to Bot. We hope you found this chat insightful and actionable. Until next time, keep innovating and optimizing your sales strategies.